You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Food is a connector, and for immigrant families, one whiff or taste can immediately transport you to your mama's kitchen thousands of miles away. And when your homeland is going through tough times, that connection can be especially important. The Uyghurs are a Muslim minority in Western China who've been marginalized for years there. They've been in the news for months now because the Chinese government has been sending hundreds of thousands of them to internment camps for, quote, re-education. They are Chinese with Turkic and other Central Asian heritage, and their food is a fusion of Chinese, Kazakh, and Turkish flavors. There's a small Uyghur community here in the Bay Area and a few restaurants. One of them is in Fremont called Eden Silk Road Cuisine. The owner is Zuli Ebay, who came here 6 years ago from Western China's Xinjiang province, which has been in the news a lot. I hung out with him last year in his restaurant kitchen while his team was cooking dinner one night, and we had a chat about food and home. What did he do? What is he doing?
This is a hand-cut pearl chow mein.
Pearl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pearl chow mein. They cut the noodles and boiling it. After boiling, they will cook. They will fry with meat.
So what are these? We're standing above like 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 square containers of all kinds of sauces and spices. Can you tell me what some of these are?
Yeah. This is a salt, this is a potato starch, this is a oil, this is garlic, this is a black soy sauce, this is a black pepper, this is cumin.
Cumin?
Yeah, this is cumin.
Is cumin used in regular Chinese food or just Uyghur?
Just Uyghur. We have the cumin lamb, cumin beef, that's Uyghur styles. It is very similar to kebab, this testing kebab, but we not on the grill, we do the on the oven, but you eat.
Fry it?
Yeah, fry it. After fried, you eat that the cumin lamb, cumin beef. It is very similar to test like kebab testing. Mm-hmm. It is very good. And we can.
What's your favorite food to eat from the time of, you know, your family back home? Did your mom used to cook a lot?
Yeah, I love Uyghur noodles. We call it lagman.
Lagman.
Lagman. Lagman is my favorite. I love my mom's lagman, and all the Uyghur peoples love lagman too. Some of the words, if anybody cannot eat lagman in 1 week, he will be die.
And you make it here?
Yeah, yes, we have lagman because lagman is our main dishes or specialty. And we have big plate chicken, we call it dapenji. That's my favorite. And our
dapenji.
Dapenji. Dapenji is my restaurant first sales.
Your restaurant is the first to sell it?
Yes. Almost. All the Chinese people or the local American people love dapenji. It is a long plate, just this plate. Long plate. There's a noodle on the below, and up is tomatoes, chicken. You can taste. It's very nice.
And so, what's the most popular dish when people come in? What are they most? What's their favorite?
Most popular is dapenji after kebab. Almost 80% tables you can find dapenji or kebab because all the people know. Almost 3 years we opened this restaurant, all our customers know about. They have some idea. They didn't look at the menu. They call, hey, give me one dapenji, one kebab. That's it. Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah, straight up.
So here in the Bay Area, is it a big community of Uyghurs?
Not very big. Maybe over 500 Uyghur peoples here. But over 20,000 Xinjiang people is here, not Uyghurs. They are from, they are Han, they are Chinese, not Uyghurs. But over 20,000 Chinese people, very low Uyghur foods. Because they are living in Xinjiang, they love Uyghur culture, Uyghur food.
What is this delicious thing that's being fried right now?
Yeah, right now frying the chicken, tomatoes, napa cabbage, and the mushroom, the garlic. This is very important for the hand-cut pearl chow mein.
Lots of garlic.
Yeah, yes, lots of garlic, ginger, and peppers, and onion.
And one of those 18 spices you have over there.
Yeah. He wants to put the soy sauce and vinegar right now.
What is his name, Chef? Chef?
Go. Go.
Chef Go.
Chef Go. He is our master chef.
Where did you get the recipes from?
Yeah, I get the most of the recipe from my mom, especially our mutton soup. Our mutton soup is very nice. I came here, opened the restaurant, and my mutton soup is not very tasty as my mom. So I called her several times. She tell me every details, every ingredients. And in the end, I can do it.
She must be very proud of you.
Yes, of course.
And can you teach me something in your language? Just how do I say goodbye and thank you?
Thank you is Rahmat.
Rahmat.
Goodbye is Khosh.
Rahmat Khosh. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.